Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Tony Katz, the morning news, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. I was totally reading this Axios Indianapolis report about Monument Circle, about all the updates while doing that weather thing. That's why my reaction to Marcus Bailey was awesome. And then I had to do other stuff. The other thing I really don't like about this, quickly going back to something I was talking about in the last segment or so, is that one of the announcements that's likely, I think, to happen today, according to this Axios thing from earlier today, I'm sure, actually, you know what? I'm sure that we're also reporting on it at 93 WIBC. So go to that website to get all the information, all the necessary things you need. But I found it some other places that are, you know, fine or whatever too. Sorry, we go to our places. They're better. We're awesome. We do great things. But I love the fact that it says here that they'll spend $1.3 million on some of this design work to reimagine Georgia Street, to reimagine part of downtown. And then, quote, the total project has a yet to be determined cost. And what I find fascinating about that, anywhere that you live in the country, is you know that construction starts to happen and then somebody stops at some point, and then they get very slow with this sort of thing, and eventually they might not finish it at all. And I think what a lot of people in Indianapolis are probably very afraid about is the idea of spending a bunch of money that you don't want them to spend anyway, a bunch of your money, redesigning some stuff, giving up at some point part of the way through, everything getting broken, and then everything looking a mess. It looking like someone hastily packed up and left halfway through whatever this process is supposed to be. I imagine that's one of the bigger concerns. And in general, just anytime government tells you, hey, we got a great idea, initial costs are going to be this, the rest of the costs, we'll let you know. That's usually not a good situation to be in. Other stuff out there that I think is interesting, I think this is interesting. The mayor of New York floated the idea of allowing migrants or people who've illegally crossed into our country, who aren't allowed to, you know, be here and work and do all kinds of things. He thinks that they could live in houses with residents. Just why not? Maybe open up some doors, let some people inside. We'll figure it out. Everything will be fine. A question was asked to the White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, about this. And I love the fact that this was viral. This was all over the place. The announcement from Eric Adams was a lot of places. And Corinne's often used reaction to a thing she doesn't know what to say about, or she doesn't want to say anything about it, is, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll get back to you on that.
The New York City mayor floated plans to have migrants be housed with residents. Is that something the administration would support? And if that ends up becoming necessary, would that be a poor reflection on the administration's ability to manage this?
So I haven't seen those reports. I kind of saw some chyrons on the cable.
I don't know.
I think yours. Coming out to the podium. What I can say is that we have been in touch with the interior cities, right? The cities like New York City, like Chicago and others.
Have you been in touch with New York City? Or are you talking about like New York City? Did you call somebody in some other country that has something similar to New York City? Or did you call the people in New York
who are dealing with this issue?
Yeah.
And we've had conversations with them. We are in touch with them.
Is she going to say that all options are on the table?
As you know, there is more than $200 million in funding that has gone to these interior cities.
That's great.
A majority of that has gone to New York City, but just not going to speak to the mayor's policies. I just don't know much enough about it to.
I was not paying attention. I would love it. I make this joke about Corinne Jean-Pierre a lot, and I can't help myself. I would love it if she just acted like the one student in class who has no idea what's going on ever. That would be, and she kind of does this already, but that'd be just like lean into that. Show up one day somewhat disheveled. Don't have everything put together. Have notes all over the podium. And when people ask you questions, be like, oh, I didn't see that, man. Can I get back to you tomorrow on that? I got no idea. Like, look as though you really didn't think you'd be in the meeting today. Actually, it's also something it seems that happens sometimes with her. I think I would just have more fun. If you're going to give us the crap answer, at least give it to me in a even more performative way is what I'm asking for. And I almost never ask politicians to perform, but I guess if I'm giving up on truth anyway, why not go that road? It just sounds way more fun. Quick break in just a second. A lot more coming up on the show. I do want to touch on something that I'll try to tease actually first. That's the way to do it in the old business. It's called Two Beers and a Puppy. And apparently it's a test. It's a test that you could perform on someone you know for a very significant reason. I'll tell you what that is and why Two Beers and a Puppy is the barometer. Coming up in a bit, this is Craig Collins filling in, 93 WIBC, Tony Katz in the Morning News.